Ganaldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet?
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
How to plan a trip to Mexico City, including the best restaurants, hotels, and things to do, by Kylie Madry and Susmita Baral, published on June 20th, 2023. Tenochtitlan, El Distrito Federal, La Ciudad de México. Mexico City has been known by many names in its centuries-long history. Home to more than 21 million residents, this sprawling metropolitan area is the capital of Mexico and one of the best cities in the world, as determined by Travel and Leisure's reader-voted 2022 World's Best Awards. You can't understand Mexico without first understanding Mexico City, Zachary Rabinor, a Travel and Leisure A-list advisor, and the CEO of Journey Mexico said, "The vibrant capital encapsulates the country's diversity culturally, historically, politically, artistically, musically, creatively, and more. If you want to know what's going on in Mexico, start with Mexico City." Museums, cultural experiences, and incredible food can be found around every corner in Ciudad de México. Even if you're in town for a single day, try to balance your itinerary with old and new. Head downtown to admire classic Mexican murals inside the Palacio de Bellas Artes and to grab an elote from a street vendor along the Zócalo, Mexico City's main square. Museum hop through town, stopping at Museo Frida Kahlo, Castillo de Chapultepec, and Museo Sumaya. And once you've worked up an appetite, get tacos al pastor from a local taqueria. It won't be hard to find. Here are our top recommendations for travelers in this incredible capital city. Best hotels and resorts. The St. Regis, Mexico City. The St. Regis, Mexico City sits on Reforma Avenue, one of capital's busiest streets and a hub for business headquarters and embassies. It also puts you close to a number of key landmarks, including the iconic Ángel de la Independencia statue and Chapultepec Park. Check out on-site restaurant Diana, named after the fountain of the Greek goddess just outside, for classic Mexican dishes like tuna tostadas or modern creations like avocado pizza and cauliflower ceviche. This hotel is consistently voted one of the best hotels in Mexico City, Casa de Cu Condesa. On the tree-lined streets of Condesa, you will find Casa Deku, an Art Deco dream filled with funky floor tiles, private patios, and a rooftop restaurant and garden space. The 27-room boutique hotel is pet-friendly and offers continental breakfast each morning. Its location is great, too. It's just a short walk from Parque Mexico, a former horse racing track turned into a park, plus lots of cozy cafes and the famous Esquina de Chilaquil, a street stand serving up only in Mexico City tortas de chilaquiles that locals line up for. Ignacia Guesthouse. At Ignacia Guesthouse, guests choose from black, yellow, pink, blue, or green rooms, each one decked out from floor to ceiling in its named hue. This historic estate house is in La Roma, one of Mexico City's trendiest neighborhoods, and just blocks from Metro and Metrobus stations across the street from the cool community space and outdoor garden, Huerto Roma Verde. Los Alcobas, a luxury collection hotel, Mexico City. Los Alcobas, a 35-room boutique hotel, is in the posh Polanco neighborhood, right near Chapultepec Park. It was voted the number 2 city hotel in Mexico in Travel and Leisure's 2022 World's Best Awards, and travel writer Sophie Dodd reported for Travel and Leisure that her favorite part of the hotel is its bath service. "I ordered a jet lag bath, which meant a staff member came to run the bath for me, spectacular luxury, and infused it with a sachet of herbs designed to help me relax and reset after the nearly 6-hour flight." El Patio 77. Each accommodation in the 8-room El Patio 77 is named and styled after states surrounding Mexico City. It's an intimate space occupying an 1890s mansion in the San Rafael neighborhood, And the hotel prides itself on its eco-friendliness with a rainwater collection system and gray water recycling program. Even some of the furniture is upcycled, giving the hotel an eclectic yet still luxurious feel. El Centro Histórico. Mexico City's Centro Histórico, or Historic Center, is where centuries-old constructions clash with American-inspired skyscrapers, street markets, and more museums than you can count. From ancient Aztec times to modern-day Mexico, the square has been an important gathering place through the centuries, Rabinor said. Within the Zócalo, you can see symbolic buildings from pre-Columbian, colonial, and contemporary Mexico. Highlights here include the Palacio de Bellas Artes, filled with Diego Rivera murals and fine art exhibitions, the Zócalo and its Metropolitan Cathedral, and Mercado Ciudadela, home to aisles and aisles of craft stalls selling artisan goods. Rabinor also recommends visiting Avenida Francisco Madera, pedestrian-only street where you can best soak in all the energy of the busy capital. La Casa Azul, Museo Frida Kahlo. Get your tickets well advanced to tour Casa Azul, which is where Frida Kahlo lived most of her life. Expect to see many pieces of her artwork here, plus rooms left so untouched that it feels like the artist could return at a moment's notice. A ticket to this museum also gives you entry to Diego Rivera's Museo Anahuacalli, a 15-minute drive away. Bosque de Chapultepec. Not even New York's Central Park can beat this green space, a massive urban forest spanning nearly 3 square miles. The Bosque de Chapultepec is packed with gems, including the Castillo de Chapultepec, the only castle in the Americas ever occupied by European royalty, Museo Nacional de Antropologica, and Museo Tamaya Arte Contemporaneo, Museo Sumaya. Arguably the most dazzling museum in Mexico City, with an exterior that twists to the sky and is made of more than 16,000 reflective hexagons, Museo Sumaya houses one of the most impressive art collections in town. Not-to-miss works include Auguste Rodin's La Porte L'Enfer and The Thinker. Parque México. Parque México is sometimes called the lungs of the city. The tree-lined green space can either be a place to pick up the pace for a good walk or a place to catch your breath and slow way down. Head to the park's main plaza to watch breakdancers, musicians, and quinceañeras collide. When you're ready for a snack, go to Churria El Moro for delicious ready-made churros and a Mexican hot chocolate. Best shopping, Mercado de Artesanías La Ciudadela. If you're looking for handmade goods, Mercado de las Artesanías La Ciudadela is the place to go. This market in Colonia Centro has ceramics, silver jewelry, wool blankets, and art made from all over Mexico. Be sure to bring some cash, as not all vendors accept credit cards. Barrio Alameda. The Barrio Alameda, constructed in the late 1920s, bills itself as an urban meeting point where food, drink, fashion, and art mingle. Shop for vintage clothes, old-school vinyls, and handmade patches from various storefronts, all under one roof. Galería Mexicana de Diseño. If you're looking to take a piece of Mexico back home, hit up this gallery for its variety of modern Mexican wares. Whether you opt for an Acapulco chair, hand-felted print rugs, or Monstera leaf gold lamp, every item can be shipped home for you. Best restaurants, Contramar. Routinely picked as one of the best restaurants in Mexico City, Contramar serves the freshest seafood in town. Make a reservation beforehand and be sure to order the tuna tostados and pescado a la talla, Contramar's signature snapper, split in half and topped with red chili sauce on one side and parsley sauce on the other. Pastelería Maque. Make your brunch dreams come true at this French-inspired pastelería near the leafy Parque México. Sip on a cappuccino and people watch from the wide-open windows or head upstairs where you can tear open a fresh-baked concha and dig into a steaming plate of enmoladas. Café de Tacuba. Mexico City's historic center has a number of well-known restaurants, but perhaps none as famous as Café de Tacuba. More than 100 years old, this restaurant has been popular among presidents and artists alike, and is even where Diego Rivera had his first wedding reception. If you're looking for a true, traditional Mexican meal, you'll find it here. Taqueria Orinoco. Get a taste of northern Mexico at Taqueria Orinoco, a chain from Monterrey with 7 locations. Try tacos de chicharrón, bistec, or al pastor, all served up on flaky flour tortillas. Corn tortillas are an option too, as is costra, or a crust of cheese layered across the top. Since these taco shops are sometimes open until 4 or 5 a.m., they're very popular with the city's late-night partygoers. Los Danzantes. Snag a patio spot at Los Danzantes in Coyoacán, one of the best places in the neighborhood's central square to grab a bite and watch as street performers, vendors, and locals pass you by. Here you can try dishes like chapulines, fried grasshoppers, served with queso fresco and guacamole, duck tacos, and squash blossom stuffed chicken breast. Best time to visit. Mexico City is always bustling, no matter what time of year you decide to go. According to Rabinor, the sunniest and driest months are at the end of October through March. In late October, you'll see Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead celebrations, and decor. Orange and pink marigolds pop up all over town, adorning altars to the city's departed. If you check in before September 15th, that's the day that Mexico's president yells out in celebration at 11 p.m. from the National Palace, marking the country's independence from Spain and ushering in further cries and parties from locals. If you're looking for a more low-key time to visit, wait until spring, when the purple jacarandas bloom all over town. Rabinor also noted that locals go to the beach during major holidays and in the summer, so while this diminishes the local color, it also means visitors can enjoy a quieter time with less people and traffic in our famously congested city. How to get there? Mexico City is best reached by flying into its international airport, Aeropuerto Internacional Benito Juárez. While there are direct flights from the U.S. hubs, like Los Angeles, New York City, and Phoenix, travelers can get better fares with layovers closer to the border, like the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Miami. Cities and neighborhoods to visit. Mexico City is a little bit like New York in that it's made up of alcaldías, which are similar to boroughs. There are 16 total, but during your stay, you'll most likely only stop through 3 or 4. Each alcaldía is made up of colonias, or neighborhoods. Below are 5 that are popular with guests. El Centro Histórico. Mexico City's downtown is always bustling, and it's where many of the city's residents go on weekends. You might see protesters in the main square, vendors hawking their wares through the streets, and visitors brunching among the surrounding terraces. According to Rabinor, Centro Histórico is the beating heart of not just the city, but the entire country. La Roma. Filled with fin de siècle mansions, Art Deco dwellings, and Art Nouveau-style storefronts, any architecture lover needs to stroll through this colonia. Originally a middle-class residential neighborhood, it was left destroyed after a massive earthquake rocked Mexico City in 1985. Today, La Roma has found new life as a hotspot for artists, 20-somethings, and tourists from all over. La Condesa. La Roma's fancier cousin next door, La Condesa, is a tree-lined paradise built for walking. Parque Mexico and Parque España are popular places for residents to relax, and cafes, bookstores, and restaurants abound in this neighborhood. Coyoacán. This is the neighborhood that Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera called home, and Coyoacán has built a reputation for itself as a bohemian haven. Don't miss the performers around the main square's kiosco and the Parroquia San Juan Bautista Coyoacán next door, which has a cafe in the back if you're ready to take a break, along with the Mercado de Artesanías and the Mercado de Coyoacan, each selling snacks, artisan goods, and more. Polanco. A trip to Mexico City is incomplete for any shopping lover without a trip to Polanco's Avenida Presidente Masaryk. If that's not your style, a number of Michelin-worthy restaurants like Pujol and Quintanil are just down the road, and the neighborhood's brick-lined streets are just a few blocks from the Bosque de Chapultepec. Rabanor recommends this neighborhood for first-time visitors, noting that it's ideal for those who prefer their travel scenery and vibe very manicured and posh. How to get around. Cars and bikes. You most likely won't need a car to get around in Mexico City, though it can be more convenient if you're making a day trip to a neighboring town. You can also rent bikes from the city's EcoBC program or apps like Desba. Trains. Mexico City's metro system is one of the most expansive and affordable in the world. Buy a reloadable card to get around for 15 pesos or about 75 cents. This card will work across the city's transit system, and you can load it up in metro ticket booths or the machines outside metro booth stations. Each ride costs 5 pesos, which is roughly 20 cents. Note that both the metro and metro booths have women-only cars, and they usually have separate boarding zones. Buses. In Mexico City's central neighborhoods, and wherever the metro doesn't go, the metro booth does. They have their own lane of traffic, so they can be faster than taking a car or taxi, and a ride is just 6 pesos. The city's trolleybus functions similarly. While the RTP buses, for Red de Transporte de Pasajeros, or Passenger Transport Network, cost between 2 and 7 pesos. At the same bus stop, you may see non-city buses or vans taking passengers. If you're curious where these go, they'll have their stops scrawled on the windshield. Taxis. It won't be hard to flag down a pink and white taxi in most parts of town. You can also order one by downloading the city's official app, CDMX, available on iPhone and Android. You can use the app to pay with a debit or credit card, but most drivers still prefer cash. Ride service. Uber, Beat, and Cabify are just a few of the rideshare apps in town. If Uber's surge rate seems pricey during rush hour, check Beat or Cabify to see if you can find a deal. A taste of Mexico City. Tacos, tamales, and more in the Latin American capital. By Rosa Cienfuegos. Published September 28, 2023. Every time I go back to Mexico City, the city where I was born, I think of staying. There are so many dishes to try, and not enough nights to dance, drink, or eat an elote on a street corner. The importance of not leaving home on an empty stomach comes from our ancestors and our abuelitas, grandmothers, who lived through hunger during the Mexican Revolution. But we have street breakfast vendors, too. The star option is the guajolota, a tamal, steamed corn dough inside a bread roll. You can find dishes from every Mexican state in the capital, but this is a local specialty. It's delicious, cheap, and filling. Tortillas are on the table every day, freshly made by the local tortilleria from early morning until 5 p.m. Different tacos are sold at particular times of day. Tacos de guisado with stew are commonly seen from morning to lunchtime. Street-style tacos are enjoyed mainly at night. Carnitas, slow-cooked pork, or misitos, pit-barbecued meat, are a midday sort of taco, while barbacoa, meat slow-cooked over fire, are a weekend morning taco. Essential ingredient. Nopales, prickly pears, play a crucial role in Mexican cooking, adding a mild, tangy flavor and tender texture to dishes like salads, juices, stews, and tacos. Lunch is usually a larger meal, with soup, rice, beans, a main dish, and tortillas, then dessert, served as a comida corrida, a sort of set meal. It's cheap, fast, and often served in cocinas económicas, small, humble restaurants. Every market has its own food court, plus stalls selling local ingredients, juices or fresh brews, seafood, desserts, and garnachas, fried tortillas with refried beans, and garnishes such as cheese and shredded cabbage. Cantinas, meanwhile, are similar to pubs. The main activity is drinking, but free food is a draw card. Some cantinas serve small plates of food to nibble on. Others have a proper menu where you can order pancita, tripe soup, birria, meat stew, caldo de camarón, shrimp soup, and more. There will often be live music, karaoke, or mariachi bands too, so you can spend the day eating, drinking, and singing. Where to eat? La Blanca Cafe. In the heart of the city, this is a charming family restaurant whose walls are lined with pictures from 1915. Enchiladas or chilaquiles verdes, corn tortillas fried in salsa verde, are served in substantial portions, but save room for some sweet bread and a café con leche. El Canto de las Sirenas. Living up to the allure of its name, Siren Song, this restaurant offers a seafood experience that combines delicious dishes with a fun atmosphere and live music. Add the coastal decor and you'll feel transported to the sea, despite being right in the middle of the city. La Speciale de Paris. Established in 1921, this ice cream parlor offers almost 30 flavors on its seasonal menu of scoops, from classics such as vanilla to more unusual offerings, including mandarin, pecan, and zapote, a sweet and creamy local fruit. Mexico City, Going Beyond the Surface, by Mary Ellen Kennedy Duckett, published December 5, 2019. Viewed with a wide lens, sprawling Mexico City can seem overwhelming. The megacity is home to nearly 21 million people, making it the most populous metropolitan area in North America. Zooming in for a closer look, Mexico City's fascinating fusion reveals itself through its architecture, which includes pre-Columbian ruins alongside Mexican-style modernism, and the heady mix of cultures where tradition happily coexists with the contemporary. There is always more to be discovered. With this in mind, what better host than Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts, the pioneer of global luxury travel dedicated to the allure and exhilaration of international exploration. Yet, where this enchanting jewel of a city, which the Spanish built atop the ruins of the once flourishing Aztec city of Tenochtitlan, truly reveals itself, is in its smaller spaces, off the well-trod tourist path. Inquisitive travelers who go beyond the iconic landmarks of the World Heritage Site, historic center of Mexico City, regularly are rewarded with thought-provoking discoveries. Guiding modern-day explorers toward fascinating finds are the knowledgeable staff of the city's prestigious hotels, such as the Intercontinental Presidente Mexico City. The hotel, located in the leafy and upscale Polanco neighborhood, serves as the Mexico City home away from home for well-traveled intercontinental ambassadors Trenton Crawford and Jean Gibbs, who have been indulging in the benefits of the program since 2004 and who are pursuing a goal of staying in 100 intercontinental hotels and resorts around the world, a feat in itself. Crawford and Gibbs credit a local Intercontinental Presidente Mexico City concierge for leading them to one of their most memorable travel experiences, which took place inside Mexico City's Catedral Metropolitana, the massive cathedral constructed on sacred Aztec ground where the Templo Mayor, main temple, once stood. The concierge told us to go down to the cathedral, Crawford recalls. We were walking around, and suddenly people are parting the aisles. It's the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Mexico City. Jean goes to one side, and I go to the other. The Archbishop comes to me and says, "Thank you for coming to my country," shakes my hand, and I immediately start to cry. The Archbishop then crossed the aisle to shake hands with Gibbs and thank him as well. It was very touching and powerful, Crawford adds. When I tell my friends about it today, they still go, "Wow." While such serendipitous travel moments aren't easily replicated, virtually anywhere in Mexico City is fertile ground for discovery, says Gibbs. Mexico City is a great city, really underrated. Art is amazing and can be found throughout the streets, especially downtown and near the hotel. Digging even deeper into cultures and history behind Mexican folk art is the Museo de Arte Popular, located near the historic city center. Housed in a former fire station, the three-story treasure trove of pre-Hispanic, colonial, and contemporary Mexican folk art ignites the imagination with colorful creations like alebrijes, the fantastical creature sculptures native to the Valley of Oaxaca. The collection, all original pieces handcrafted from nature-based materials such as clay, cotton, corn husk, sugar, and wood, is a visual celebration of Mexico City's multi-layered history and multicultural influences. For film lovers, a visit to the Roma neighborhood, famously featured in Roma, the 2019 Oscar winner for foreign language film, is a must. Beyond the big screen appeal, Roma is a hip neighborhood chock-a-block with locally owned businesses like antique booksellers, vintage stores, and Tintly, an organic tortilleria whose mission and sales help support Mexican farmers. Art Cafe, part agroecological and social project, Chintley uses colorful native heirloom corn grown by local farmers instead of industrially produced flour to hand-make masa and other corn-based items. Central to the Chintley mission is sharing stories of where the food originates and how its production helps sustain Mexican traditions and families. Customers learn about burgeoning efforts to revitalize Mexico's heirloom corn while watching their piping hot tortillas being made. Opportunities for insightful explorations of Mexican history and culture also line the shelves of Mexico City's massive Biblioteca de México, National Library, housed in La Ciudadela, or the Citadel, the former 18th-century tobacco factory complex. The library holds over 500,000 books. Separate from the larger collection is the intimate City of Books, 5 personal libraries with many titles in English of notable 20th-century Mexican and Spanish writers José Luis Martínez, Antonio Castro Leal, Jaime García Terés, Ali Chumacero, and Carlos Monsivais. Created in part to foster a dialogue between generations through reading, the City of Books is a quiet retreat for discovering the events, ideas, and people that help shape modern Mexico. The library is a short walk away from Mercado de Artesanía and La Ciudadela, a one-stop marketplace for handmade arts and crafts from across the country. There are kitschy souvenir stands near the market's perimeter. However, venturing further into the marketplace reveals stalls stocked with authentic keepsakes, like sculpted tin frames adorned with Talavera tiles and ceramics from Chiapas. Multiple stalls are manned by local artisans such as weavers, woodworkers, and stained glass artists who welcome visitors to watch them work. For gastronomists, Mexico City has some of the finest restaurants in the world, where a wealth of flavors and culinary influences collide. Pujol, for example, reinterprets rustic Mexican flavors through a contemporary lens. Run by celebrity chef Enrique Olvera, the restaurant's Polanco location, conveniently situated a 10-minute walk from the Intercontinental Presidente Mexico City, now boasts a stunning mid-century home with spectacular natural light and even more spectacular food, winning the accolade of the Best Restaurant in North America 2019. Fascination is undoubtedly a word that befits the heady mix of influences that characterize Mexico City's vibrant culture, where tradition and modernity coexist. The bewitching ancient architecture, artisan craftsmen, alongside contemporary folk art and sculpture, and the exciting culinary scene make Mexico City the promise of exhilarating discoveries for those travelers wanting to live the intercontinental life. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? Quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road.